Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, wait. I want to know why is it not good? We're talking about the entire draft now being completed. We have 8 new guys.
Yep.
We don't know if all these guys will make the team, obviously. We don't know how that plays out. I do know Penix and Rook and Braylon and Brandon and JD are, but the 3 6 round picks, okay. But we have 8 new guys, and they addressed the needs that they needed to address.
Whoa.
Strip sack.
Carl.
Yes. What?
They didn't draft a corner in all 6 rounds.
Well, that obviously means they feel comfortable about where they're at.
Kevin King? Antonio Hamilton?
Obviously, they have a plan.
Come on.
Why are you stressing about this when they are not stressing about this?
You trust what this team has done the last couple of years? 7-10, 7-10, 7-10?
Well, that was play calling.
Yeah. Okay.
That wasn't this. That was play calling.
Yeah, and the guy calling plays this year has how much experience doing that?
He's going to be fine. Just like Jared Kelnick is fine, he's going to be fine.
Jared Kelnick is hitting 304.
He's fine. But he's fine.
You know how many home runs he has, Carl?
Hey, it doesn't matter.
Zero.
He's contributing.
Zero.
Here's what I want to know.
4 RBIs.
Why is this not? What is your issue with it? Go ahead. What's the problem?
Okay, here's the thing, Carl. It comes down to 2 words.
What? You didn't like it?
2 words.
What?
Win now.
They can.
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? They can win now. They could have won last year.
You're telling me you're okay with your 2 starting defensive ends being Arnold Ebiketie, who has promise, hasn't shown it yet, 6.5 sacks, career high.
Pitbull!
Yeah. And newly drafted 3rd-round pick, who I like, by the way. Their best pick of the draft, in my opinion.
Trice is nice. Now, I'm not going to discount Rook, but Trice is nice. I agree.
Those are your 2 starting defensive ends.
And I also like Dorlus. I mean, Brandon Dorlus is nice, man. Here's the thing.
But that's a rotational piece when you didn't address other needs.
Is it? Or is he going to be a dude? See, we don't know that.
You have Grady and you have David Onyemata.
You do. And this allows these guys to come in and grow underneath them. But the idea is you can get pressure in other ways. And we saw it last year. Everybody talked about the edge and who was going to apply pressure to the opposing team's quarterbacks. We were able to get a bunch of sacks last year that nobody thought we were going to get. Everybody kept saying, as a matter of fact, Mike was talking about, who's the linebacker I'm thinking of? Mike thought he was going to have the most sacks last year.
Caden Ellis.
When's the last time you thought a linebacker was going to have the most sacks on a team? Mike wasn't that far off. I mean, this is how we went into the season.
Well,
and then we had more sacks than expected.
He was – Mike, hold on a second, though, because I can't let you get away with that.
What?
Mike was only right because the team leader in sacks had six. Carl, that's the only reason
there
he
is
was
no,
almost
there,
right.
There is no only right. He was right about who was going to get pressure. There's more ways than one to apply pressure. This draft, guys, Rook is a player. A three-year starter at Clemson, just because you're not familiar with him or you don't know his name doesn't mean he's not a player. Braylon Trice is a really good player at edge.
Yes.
Okay? Brandon Dorlis, D lineman, hell of a player. And I'm telling you this not because I like these guys. This is from all the NFL folks that I talk to on a daily basis who said, that's a pretty good pick.
Rotational piece.
And I was like, really? No, that's a really good pick. And then you start saying why. And from one person to the next, they're all telling me the same thing. So here's what we don't know, Turtle. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I do not know what the overall plan is with Jimmy Lake or with Raheem Morris and how they plan to use some of these guys. But if you're going to tell me they didn't address what they needed to address because you didn't know the names or you don't like it because it wasn't in your mock draft, get over it.
They didn't draft a cornerback, Carl. Would you have rather have right now on this team?
Get over it!
Rook Orororo.
Oh, I like
or
that. Or
Cooper DeJean.
When he gets a sack.
Orororo.
Or Kool-Aid McKinstry.
I can hear
if
it right now.
If the Falcons, all they had to do was take Leatu Latu, your boy.
Yes.
And then take.
You mean the first defensive player off the
and
board?
And then take Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, okay.
Or Kool-Aid McKinstry or any of the other corner, TJ Tampa, any of the other guys that were available when they picked Rook Orororo. Exactly, D-Led. And we would be having a completely different conversation about this draft right
we
now.
We would only be having a different conversation because you feel comfortable with those names. You don't feel comfortable with these names. Atlanta. They didn't screw this up. And maybe on the board up there at Flowery Branch, they didn't have the Kool-Aid kid and all of these other guys as high as you think they did. Just like I told you they didn't have Dallas Turner as high. And I don't hate Alabama. I told you they didn't have Dallas Turner as high.
Straight sack.
And nobody did. He wasn't even the first guy off the board. So this whole notion is I don't like it because I think they screwed up the first pick, which we'll talk about. And then what did they do the rest of the draft? Well, I don't know. I don't know who this is. Who is this, Scooby-Doo? No, it's not Scooby-Doo. Because you don't know the name, it bothers you. Because your mock draft told you they were going to do something different.
It would be different if they had an established starting cornerback too, Carl.
They do. And A.J. Terrell.
Okay, then who's cornerback one? Yeah, okay. For those of you who can't see right now,
Carl
is slinking in his chair as he's trying to make this argument.
Turtle, real talk. I don't know how they view. We've talked about who Clark Phillips.
Yeah.
Kevin King
is the other guy. Antonio Hamilton is the other guy
correct.
That they signed.
We've also talked about Richie Grant maybe playing more corner. I don't know what the plan is. I will know, and when I do, you'll know.
None of that is good enough.
But right now, you're worried about, I think, something that they obviously are not as worried about. If they were, they would have went with Kool-Aid Kid or somebody else. They didn't. There's a reason. And the reason is, we got a plan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.